My name is Pastor Doug. I'm the pastor, one of the pastors here, and I have an assistant with me. I don't know if you've ever taught kids before. It is the hardest thing in the world. And it is. And so Leah came to help me one day, and here's the funny thing. One day I had to be away to make some visits, and Leah did the lesson for me. And so on Friday they said, why don't we get Leah? Either I did a good job or she's just way better at this than I am. You don't need to answer that. I could see Peter ready to say she's better. On Monday, first day of VBC, and our story was about how Israel was taken into slavery. And I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you know what day it is when we said when? Something got, life is unfair, God is good. And on the second day, which one of the boys and girls remembers, what did we talk about? Yeah. What was that?
The 10 plagues.
The 10 plagues. And we learned that what? When life is what?
Scary.
When life is scary, God is good. On day three, we talked about what? Who remembers? Yeah. When life changes, God is good. And what story did we tell?
The Israelites in the wilderness.
Right. The Israelites in the wilderness or the Exodus. And on day four, that's the day that Leah did the lesson. What was the story about? Sure.
Jesus' death and resurrection,
and the theme was what? When life is sad,
God is good.
And on Friday, we talked about the promised land, right? Does anybody remember the theme of the day? Yeah.
When life is good, God is good.
Right. When life is good, God is good. And this morning, we want to tell you the story because we're not going to read it because it covers Exodus chapter 7 to Exodus chapter 12, and we'd probably be here till noon by the way that we read it. But this morning, Israel is in slavery. Have you ever been scared before? And so we asked the boys and girls that, and we heard, I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of snakes. Maybe I'm scared of going to a new grade. Maybe one kid said this, they're scared of their parents driving. It's possible, but no, there are moments in our story where we're scared. Can you imagine what it was like? There is a man who's going to go to Pharaoh. Does anybody that was at VBS or VBC remember who the man was? Moses. And Moses goes to speak to who? Yeah. Pharaoh. And what does Pharaoh have to do?
Say you can go.
Yeah. So he's going to say, let my people go, right? And as we went and told the story, and you're going to get to help me, is every time I count to three, you need to say what?
Let my people go.
All right? For you as parents, can you do that too? Let's try it. One, two, three.
Let my people go.
So now is a man called Moses, and he's going to go to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was mean. That's Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was a hard person. And he wanted the slaves to work harder and harder and harder. In fact, he didn't like the guy he knew as his brother named Moses. So Moses decides, I'm going to follow God and I'm going to go to Pharaoh. And one, two, three. And Pharaoh went back into the palace. And God did something amazing. He turned the water into blood. And can you smell it? All the dead fish. Woo! It smelled horrible. Dead fish everywhere. And Pharaoh comes back out of the palace.
This is disgusting. It smells so bad.
But Pharaoh wouldn't change his mind. He wasn't going to let the Israelites go. In fact, they might even have to work harder. Is that all he could do, was turn water into blood and kill some fish? So Moses has to come back again. 1, 2, 3.
Let my people go.
No, go make sure your people are still making bricks.
And Pharaoh went back into the palace. And there, if you were with us on that day, I got the kids to do this, at least some of them, to get down on their hands and knees and ribbit, ribbit. Can you guys be frogs for a minute? Ribbit, ribbit. Ribbit. Frogs were everywhere. Frogs were in your hair. Frogs were in the bathroom. They were in your clothes. They were even on your cornflakes. Frogs were everywhere. And Pharaoh comes back out of the palace.
I hate frogs.
And Pharaoh went back into the palace. Pesky, pesky Moses. He was going to come back again and again and again. And this time he comes back to the palace. Here he is again. You could already hear Pharaoh. 1, 2, 3.
Let my people go.
Nope.
And there were little bugs. You could already hear them. Bees, bzz, 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 bzz. They were little gnats. They were everywhere. You were scratching your arms, your eyebrows, your hair, your tummy. You just couldn't get rid of them. Gnats were everywhere. And so Pharaoh thought he would come and check out what was going on, and he comes out of the palace. And Pharaoh went back into the palace. You think Pharaoh would have learned? After all these things, it was going to keep on coming. One way or the other, Pharaoh, we're going to change your mind. But Pharaoh wasn't ready yet. They were still going to have to work hard. They were still going to have to make bricks. They weren't going to be free. And because his brother wouldn't listen, Moses comes again. 1, 2, 3.
Let my people go.
Let me think about it. No.
And as Pharaoh went back into the palace, they were even there. There were flies everywhere. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Ever been to a picnic and seen a fly? Now picture flies where you're going like this and they're still not going anywhere. Nothing would get rid of the flies. And Pharaoh even had them in the palace, but he came to check things out. Do you think Pharaoh was ready to change his mind? No? All right. We'll have Moses come and visit him again. 1, 2, 3.
Let my people go.
What part of no do you not understand? No means no. Go away.
But Moses wouldn't go away. And there, God sends another plague. Who remembers what plague it was this time? Anybody remember? Yeah. No, not yet. There, if you were in our class, yes, was the livestock. With some of the kids we had, them lay on the ground and with their arms and their legs flailing in the air. Imagine, not the Israelite animals, but the Egyptian animals, the sheep and the goats and the cows and the donkeys, maybe even their pet dog, was lying on the ground. And there, Pharaoh comes back out of the palace.
Not Bessie, not my favorite cow, Bessie.
Yes, even Bessie. You think Pharaoh would have learned by now? They're going to keep on coming. You're going to let the Israelites go. But no, Pharaoh wouldn't change his mind. So that pesky Moses needed to come back to the palace again. 1, 2, 3. And there, they were inflicted with boils. Imagine big, pussy sores all over that all you wanted to do was scratch and it only made it worse. It was all over the place. It was gross. You just couldn't get rid of them. Pharaoh had boils too. But Pharaoh comes out of the palace. Are you ready to let the people go, Pharaoh? Do you think Pharaoh's ready?
No.
No, right? Pharaoh, this all could have been over. If you just would have let the people go, you could have spared yourself and your people. Pharaoh, change your mind. It's only going to get worse. But he wouldn't. And so Moses comes back to the door again. 1, 2, 3.
Let my people go.
No, I don't think so.
Israel would remind us that when life is scary,
God is good.
And there, hail started to come down. Maybe you've seen hail. Sometimes it's this big. Sometimes it's as big as golf balls. Hail can even put chips in your window of your car. But here, the hail destroyed the crops. They wouldn't have a harvest. The crop was going to be destroyed. And now, Pharaoh comes back out of the palace. Pharaoh, are you ready? No, Pharaoh's not ready. So now, Pharaoh's got to come back. 1, 2, 3.
Let my people go.
No.
But Pharaoh, the locusts are coming. Not only are your crops destroyed, they're going to eat what's ever left. There's going to be no harvest. They're going to eat right to the roots. They're going to eat the trees. Everything is going to be gone. Ah, Pharaoh, this could have been stopped. And yet Pharaoh comes out of the palace.
Make sure the slaves are still making their bricks.
Oh, Pharaoh. Let the people go. This could have all been over. The worst is yet to come. And now, I'm coming again. 1, 2, 3.
Let my people go.
Give up already. I'm not changing my mind.
Things got dark very quickly. Have you ever been somewhere where it's so dark? We get to go to a cottage every summer. And at that cottage, if you were to put your hand in front of your face, you wouldn't be able to see it. In fact, if you want to find the bathroom at night, you need to feel the wall to get where you're going. That's how dark it is. The Israelites still had some light, but wherever the Egyptians lived, it was total darkness. And Pharaoh comes out.
Why can't I see? The Israelites better still be making bricks. Where's my palace?
The Israelites are about to be free, aren't they? Right? Pharaoh changed his mind. They're going to leave now, right?
No.
You mean Pharaoh's got to come back one more time?
You mean Moses has to come back.
Right, Moses needs to come back one more time. All right, so let's have Moses come back one more time, okay? One, two, three. But Pharaoh, it's not going to be good. Just changed your mind. We don't want it to come to this. Pharaoh, it's going to be bad. Please, change your mind. There, God told them that the firstborn son of all the Egyptians would be killed off. The Israelites were to take some blood of a goat, a perfect goat. It was to be sacrificed, and the blood was to be put over the door frames of their house. And it's there that we get the word Passover, that the angel would pass over the house of all those whose doors were painted with the blood. And at midnight, the angel of death would come, and whatever house was not covered with the blood of the lamb, the firstborn son would die. I wonder if those Israelites' parents got any sleep that night. As it came to midnight, and there they began to hear it. One cry, and then another, and then all over Israel, Egypt, you heard the cry of the Egyptians. And then Pharaoh came out of his palace one last time.
Take your people and go. Go now. I want you to leave. All of you. Take your animals, your children, everything. Just leave.
And so the Israelites began to pack up everything. And they began to leave. They would leave into the wilderness. And ultimately, they would make their way to the promised land. And their story reminds us about what? When life is scary,
God is good.
And we're thankful that God was good. God was good that he protected Egypt while they were slaves. He protected them from the plagues. He protected them in the desert. Remember, he gave them food by day. He gave them manna, and he gave them quail, and he gave them water. As they journeyed in the wilderness, God gave them a cloud by day and fire by night. And God is good because he ultimately led the people to the promised land. And God is good not only because he revealed Jesus and gave us life, but God is good all the time. When life is sad, when life changes, when life is scary, and when life is good.